Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Vray. You'll find his reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine, and every couple of weeks we talk with Jim. Skyping in from Calgary this morning. He's on the line. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the latest Toyota Corolla.
Well, the latest Toyota Corolla is pretty much like the last Toyota Corolla. I mean, it's not a new model for 2013.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I've owned two Corollas over the year. I had a, it was an 86 and a 92, and they were both really good cars. These are not cars that are, you know, for people who are looking for a spirited ride and lots of fun and, you know, lots of horsepower and that.
Who
wants
that?
They're for people who want basic transportation that's going to get you where you want to go economically and reliably. And for that, you know, it's hard to beat the Corolla.
Yeah, I guess it is a little bland, but it sure is dependable, and it does everything that you bought it for, right?
It sure does, you know. And the one that I have right now is the Corolla S, and that I guess stands for sport because they've got this silly looking cladding thing in the back and a little bit of a spoiler that makes it look like it's a really fast Corolla. but of course, it's the same Corolla as everything else. It just has some stuff stuck on it.
Right.
But still, I mean, it's nicely appointed inside. Mine has the moonroof package, so it didn't come with integrated. Well, actually, it does have satellite radio. It doesn't have the navigation, you know, a few things like that. But it has most things. It has Bluetooth. You know, it doesn't have leather. It has a sunroof. Mm-hmm. You know, it has the smart key system. You know, push button start and all that. Automatic headlight system. Just a very nice car. Now, not necessarily a very nice car to drive, but a very nice car. It's a very good car. And this one tips the scales at about $23,300 or so. So that's not bad. Now, I mean, if you're looking for a car in this class that has a little bit more pizzazz, you know, you might want to look at a Jetta, or you might want to look at the Kia,
Forte
or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but the people who buy Toyota Corollas generally are looking for something that's going to be bulletproof, it's going to get them around, and they're not going to have to worry about it. And really, the Corolla does that in spades.
Beautiful. In just a moment, Jim Bray and his review of the Acura ILX. It's the Live 88.5 startup. We get audio auto reviews every couple of weeks from this guy, Jim Bray, on with the Live 88.5 startup. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So up next, the Acura ILX. Which Acura is this?
This is their new entry level. It's the replacement for the CSX, which was the replacement for the EL. Basically, underneath all the skin and everything, it's a Honda Civic, perhaps a Civic Si. And, you know, there's nothing really wrong with that. Although I have to admit, I find the current Honda Civic a little bit bland, you know, a little bit uninteresting. This car, however, is neither of that. It's both unbland and interesting, whatever the synonym for that is. But, you know, I've been finding Acuras lately, they've been kind of, some of them, like the TL is particularly ugly. The TSX, which was my favorite Acura a few years ago in its first generation, it was just an unbelievable blast to drive. And then it had a new generation that got bigger, it got heavier, and it didn't have any more power, and it just seems to have lost that edge. And this ILX, if you get it in the right configuration, can put some of that edge back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right about the styling cues on it, because they seem to be getting, in my eye anyway, more, I don't know, stealthy looking, almost like the Cadillacs are cut, you know?
Yeah, kind of, except not nearly as angular. That's actually a good analogy. I hadn't thought about that, but maybe I'll use that in my review.
Yes, please do. Go ahead.
I mean, they seem to be coming back. Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt, that the same thing's happening with Toyota, and I would say that the reason is Korea. You know, Hyundai and Kia have come along. They just want these guys in the last couple of years. And this seems to be their response, and I like it. Now, the basic one, it's just a 2-liter four-cylinder engine. You know, nothing wrong with that. And but it's only 150 horsepower and 140 foot-pounds of torque. So that's...
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's not that sporty. However, you can get what they call the ILX Dynamic, which is the one that I had to test.
Okay.
And it's a 2.4-liter engine with 201 horsepower and 170 foot-pounds of torque. And and it comes only with a 6-speed manual transmission, and it's a peach. Just a really nice car to drive. I enjoyed it a lot. The only caveat, really, I can think of here is that, and its audience is probably people with no kids or with small kids, in which case the backseat is fine. But I was in the backseat for about an hour with my daughter-in-law, and we got to know each other better than I ever wanted to.
Oh, it gets embarrassing, doesn't it?
But that'll save us food on Sundays.
All right, so what does this compare with? What category would you put this in with, and how does it stack up, and give us the final price on this?
Well, Acura says that it's supposed to compete with cars such as the Audi A3 and the Lexus CT200H. Now, the Audi A3 is a hatchback. It's kind of an Uber Golf.
Right.
And, you know, it's a nice car. So I don't know how a sedan is going to stack up against that. But as far as features and driving and that, I'd say that's pretty good. As far as the Lexus CT200H, well, that's a hybrid. Now, they do make an ILX hybrid as well. So I guess that's what they're thinking about that. Now, the Lexus is a really nice car if it weren't a hybrid. I mean, or if they offered an alternative model that had a gas engine, something like this ILX Dynamic, that'd be a nice car. But it's a wagon, so again, you know, it's not a sedan.
Right.
Now, as far as pricing goes, the base ILX is $28,000.
Well,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It comes with lots of stuff. It's got a sunroof. It has a good stereo system. And the interior is not as busy as some of the Hondas and Acuras have been over the past few years. I like that, too. The Dynamic one that I had was $29,990. So you can get into a really nice drive and have a lot of fun with this thing for $30,000. I think that's a bargain.
Beautiful. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find a link to him at live88.5.com and then click on the startup. Thanks as always, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound 47.